It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
That's right, 100.3 The Sound. Joe Benson with you here, and finally a Friday heading to the Super Bowl. That's what got the weekend ahead of us here. And we are supported here at Laughter 45 After by good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Check out their President's Day sale going on now and tell them your Uncle Joe sent you. So the big game is Sunday. Naturally, we would have for you Frank Caliendo and his classic bit on Mr. Madden.
I have a favorite time of year to watch television. That's football season. Some people root for teams. Some people root for players. I don't root for either. I root for my idol, John Madden. Some people don't like John Madden. I love John Madden because he makes me feel smart. John Madden explains things in a football game you already know. He doesn't give you any new information. Just sit there with his Fox NFL skadoodle drawing circles in guys' asses. He'll tell you things you don't need to hear. Madden will say things like,
if a quarterback throws the ball and the receiver, if he catches it in the end zone, then that's gonna be a touchdown.
Years ago, Troy Aikman from the Dallas Cowboys lost his contact lens. This is what Madden said, word for word. I couldn't make it up because it's too stupid. Madden actually said this.
Here's a guy who when he puts his contacts in, he can see better.
Anything else? Nostradamus of the end zone?
Here's a guy who when he runs, he goes faster.
Summerall's got a great voice, a wonderful voice. It's an amazing voice. It's beautiful. He doesn't use it, though. Just does those little phrases and thanks John Madden for everything he says. He loves Madden. You can tell that. And he can paint a beautiful picture with the English language, but all he does is that.
To the 20. To the 25. There's a flag on the play. If he throws a flag and he didn't make a mistake, then there's probably gonna be a penalty.
Thanks, John. Did you ever hear Madden do this? He'll take like 35, 40 billion different things, throw them all into one sentence because he thinks they go together like he's sticking sardines in a can. Like,
sometimes you can tell these are the guy I could have teed one time and Michael Irvin had a crack pipe on the sideline a couple years ago. I remember that. You can tell you now, you know, these are the guys I aces of place with the helpful hardware, man. And then you can tell that's the kind of thing we ate at Outback Steakhouse. I had a Dr. Pepper. Hey, you ever notice I look like I could have been Shrek? And then you can tell. These are the kinds of things that when you see that, there's a rainbow out today. The way a rainbow works, you got the sun over here, and then there's a cloud over here, and then the rain comes down. Hey, look, that's pretty rain. And then the sun shines through. That's a ray of sunlight. Not like rain is down the street from Pata to Roy G. Biv is how you remember the colors. At the end of the rainbow, there's a pot of gold and a leprechaun. He's doing a little dance, making a little love, get down tonight. And then maybe I had some of that crack. And then Brett Favre had a dog on his leg, and what's your farmer had a dog, and Bingo was his name-o. I learned how to spell Bingo in third grade. It's clap by NGO instead of clap, and I said clap. You could have clapped there, but I didn't. Yeah, that's a dog was licking him. He's got a rash there. If he wants to get rid of it, boom, tough acting, tenactin will get rid of it.
Frank Caliendo for your Super Bowl weekend here, 100.3 The Sound.